KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, it's cloudy and 63 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly cloudy skies today with a chance of spotty afternoon showers and a high of 75. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Two people were injured during an accident Wednesday morning on Interstate 80 in Pottawatomie County. According to the Iowa State Patrol, the collision happened at around 11:08 a.m. on I-80 eastbound near the Minden exit. Officials say that a 2009 Freightliner semi, driven by 47-year-old Ramon Worthy of Fremont, Nebraska, failed to move over for a stationary utility vehicle in the right lane before it stopped in an assured clear distance. The semi struck an attenuator trailer that was pulled by a 2021 Chevy truck driven by 18-year-old Keaton Pfaffenberger of Holdingford, Minnesota. The pickup then struck 36-year-old Travis Juno of St. Cloud, Minnesota, who was outside the pickup at the time. Following the collision, the semi came to rest in the traveled portion of I-80 eastbound, blocking both lanes of traffic. The pickup came to rest in the right lane. Juno and Pfaffenberger were both transported by Minden and Neola Rescue, respectively, to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. A project to repair the bridge deck of the U.S. 34 bridge over the East Nishnabotna River west of Red Oak will require closing the roadway to traffic between Montgomery County Road M37 and Iowa Highway 48 today from 8:30 a.m. until 3 p.m., weather permitting, according to the Iowa DOT's Creston Construction Office. Motorists will be detoured around the work zone using G Avenue, 200th Street, Iowa 48, and U.S. Highway 34. Officials of the Creston Police Department say a woman from Maxburg reported Wednesday evening that her cash card was stolen from her vehicle while it was parked outside the Casey's General Store at 102 West Taylor in Creston. No monetary loss was ascertained at the time of the report. With the help and wonderful generosity of the community of Atlantic and beyond, the Atlantic Police Department was able to raise about $2,700 last year through the sales of pink patches with the Atlantic Police Department logo on them. The proceeds were donated to local Cass County, Iowa Relay for Life chapter. Atlantic Police Sergeant Spencer Walton says in 2021, the Atlantic Police Department has partnered with Outfitters Plus to provide a different option. He says, we're pleased to offer a line of We Fight Together apparel featuring We Fight Together on the front and an eye-appealing design on the back, combining cancer awareness imagery with the first responder thin line flag. Pre-orders are available now, but only for a short duration to allow time for shirts to be processed and distributed. Orders must be submitted by October 17th. Apparel can be viewed, selected, and purchased online through a link in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Apparel orders will be processed and created by Outfitters Plus in Atlantic. When choosing and paying for items, you'll have the option to have those items shipped to you for an additional fee, or you can pick them up directly from Outfitters Plus once they are completed. Sergeant Walton says the Atlantic Police Department also has a very limited number of pink patches left over from last year. You can stop into the Atlantic Police Department at 23 East 4th Street to pick up a patch for $10 if you so desire. All the proceeds from apparel sales and pink patch sales will again benefit the local Cass County, Iowa chapter of Relay for Life. If you have any questions, contact Atlantic Police Department at 243-3512. And if you have any questions about the apparel, you can contact Outfitters Plus here in Atlantic at 243-4379. Officials of the Harlan Police Department say two arrests took place last week. On September 30th, 28-year-old Brian Marcus DeAndre Curry of Harlan was arrested for possession of a controlled substance. Curry was taken into custody following a traffic stop. 63-year-old Randy Lee Sorensen of Irwin was cited by Harlan Police on September 29th for driving while suspended. And 33-year-old Jeremy Stephen Mannion of Logan was charged with criminal mischief in the third degree, along with theft in the fifth degree. The Iowa Department of Public Health released new COVID-19 data Wednesday that shows an additional 91 virus deaths. Health officials reported two additional deaths that occurred between May and July and 89 deaths that occurred between August 4th and September 30th. That brings the statewide total to 6,654 deaths since the start of the pandemic. The health department reported fewer positive tests over the last week. There were 9,198 positive tests in the last 7 days. That was down from 9,841 positive tests that had been reported on Monday. A total of 498,638 positive tests have been reported in Iowa since the start of the pandemic. The state's 14-day positivity rate dropped from 9.6% to 9.5% since Monday. Those under the age of 18 continue to make up the largest percentage of positive tests in the state at 24%, but they make up the smallest percentage of those hospitalized with the virus at 3%. The number of Iowans hospitalized with COVID-19 also declined slightly from 629 to 626. Of those hospitalized with the virus, 74.1% are unvaccinated, while 85.8% of those listed in intensive care with COVID-19 are not vaccinated. IDPH reports virus outbreaks in 31 long-term care facilities, and that is up from 29 at Monday's report. There have been 3,500,405 vaccine doses administered in Iowa. That means 66.4% of all Iowans over the age of 18 have been fully vaccinated, and 68.8% of all Iowans 12 and older have had at least one vaccine dose. The Iowa Department of Public Health releases new virus data each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. State health officials have now confirmed, as we mentioned, that more than 6,600 Iowans have died from COVID, and the number of COVID patients in Iowa hospitals has ticked up in the past week. Nearly 10,000 Iowans tested positive for COVID in the past week, and the state data indicates 23% of them were under the age of 18. Public health officials say increased demand for testing is putting additional strain on health care clinics and emergency rooms. The Iowa Department of Public Health has installed a new test site locator on its website. In addition, there are now 7 weekday locations around the state where Iowans can drop off their at-home Test Iowa kits, and the test kit will be delivered to the state hygienic lab in Iowa City that same day. The 7 drop-off sites for the at-home Test Iowa kits include Davenport, Waterloo, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, Des Moines, Council Bluffs, and Sioux City. The Council Bluffs drop-off site is Pott County Public Health at 600 South 4th Street. Hours and drop-off times of those locations vary from site to site. I'm Rick Henson, KJAN News.